Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us against this worldwide transmission in the info war against tyranny. It is the 24th day of March 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Just popping in for the short time in the third hour to give us the latest updates from inside Tibet on what's developing there. Urgent Tenzin, basically with the Tibetan government in absentia, will be joining us to track some of the big new developments there, and they have been very important. We'll cover some of those before he joins us in this first news hour today. He's been joining us really about every 2 weeks on average now because so much has happened with the economy, and he's one of our best sources and experts and has quite an accurate track record of predicting different developments. And that is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, but he normally joins us about 20 minutes. He'll be with us for the entire second hour today, and we'll also open the phones up so you can ask questions of Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, number 2, Department of Treasury, head of policy, father of Reaganomics, best-selling author, syndicated columnist. So he'll be joining us coming up in the second hour today. In the first hour and for the most of the third hour today, we will be covering the news and taking your phone calls, wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. If you're joining us for the first time, you have found it. The front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear. We understand the globalist crime syndicate. We understand their attack pattern, their operations, their blueprints, their program of enslavement and dehumanization and total domination, and we are doing our best as the organic response against tyranny to mobilize our fellow humans in the fight against a predatory class of our own race that is basically malfunctioning and engaged in a worldwide playland, wonderland, dreamland for psychopaths. Let's give you some of the news that's coming up today. Brown faces rebellion over hybrid embryo, human hybrid bill, crossing humans with other species. We'll also get into U.S. deploys nuclear sub to Persian Gulf. Overall, U.S. death toll in Iraq hits 4,000. That's a whitewash number. It was 15,000 2 years ago. Al-Qaeda deputy calls for strikes on U.S. interests, AFP says. Just like last week, a tape gets released, and it's just taken as proof. Talk about war propaganda, that Al-Qaeda is going to hit the European Union. So the CIA is going to hit the European Union, their bosses, their owners. Chuck Todd, media will let McCain get away with Al-Qaeda-Iran gaffe. We're going to be breaking that down. This is one of my pet peeves, and it's finally starting to get national attention. Ex-communist official accuses China of staging violent Tibetan riots. Ming claims demonstrators radicalized to justify his crackdown and forced Dalai Lama to resign. We'll break that down. Fed's rescue halted as derivatives Chernobyl. They say it halted a complete global collapse last week. That is the fox patrolling the hen house. We'll be going over that. Survey shows gas prices skyrocket to all-time high last week. Home sales rose. Prices fell sharply in February. Clinton calls for panel on housing woes, going directly to those who engineered this. She wants Robert Rubin and former Fed chief, of course, Alan Greenspan, to save us from them. Asian giants seen keeping U.S. trove despite dollar plunge. J.P. Morgan in negotiations to rare Bear Stearns bid from $2 to $10. Truckers going broke and threatening to strike. It's all coming up today. Ultra-massive transmission. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Oregon Products. Oregon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Oregon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Oregon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OregonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OregonProducts.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get into the economy, what's happening militarily, major buildup, accelerating, expanding in the Persian Gulf and surrounding areas in the Middle East and Central Asia. I've also got a bunch of Big Brother police state news here. But since last Thursday, I've spent quite a bit of time talking about Comcast, it being reported on in the press that they're going to use cameras built into the cable boxes for facial recognition to make sure children don't watch violence on television. It's always for the children. And that this, of course, is a two-way camera, and they're going to track everything you do and your viewing habits and then tailor advertising for you. That's the at least cover story. And that's, they always fund their police state by having a mechanism to make it pay for itself. And that's how we went into Big Brotherville. In fact, I was thinking about it this morning. We are, at the point of surveillance at least, more in a 1984 society than the individuals living in George Orwell's fictional 1984, when he wrote that in 1948. We are under greater more detailed everyday surveillance than Winston in 1984. Just want that to sink in. And the masters of our society, the social planners, the social architects, they have been lovingly, I use that term, it's an art form to them, tyranny and abuse and domination and control, and I mean, they bring a certain neurotic, obsessive, compulsive genius to laying all this out and covering every base and setting up sub-propaganda programs for those that even escape their net. They get caught in other nets. The trillions of dollars spent in the Western world putting this grid into place, the slow implementation and incremental implementation of soft kill, biological, chemical operations against the people of the planet. And they argue, well, look at us. We're the elite. We know best. We were able to take over. We're able to organize this. We're able to do this. And the average person we enslave can't find their own country on a map, doesn't know their system of government, doesn't have the basic understanding of how societies operate, how elites operate, how business and mercantile ventures operate. And so it is our right as the elite, because we're in power, might makes right, through a social Darwinistic view, to not just dominate you and dumb you down, that's a means to an end, to finally retire you, get you out of your mindless living. What's the point of living if you're just a bunch of football-watching, beer-guzzling, pot-bellied, know-it-all tough guys strutting around, thumping your chest? We'll take a small portion of your number and integrate you into the military, brainwash you, shave your head, give you your devil tats, merge you into a group of illegal aliens and aggravated felons, and you can be part of the new force, but only for a time. We're in a transition into the technocracy right now, into the robotic extermination grid. The control grid, as the Pentagon calls it. A control freak's paradise, where there are endless levers and buttons to push and endless programs to be overseen, the great enjoyment and satisfaction by a job well done as they mutate and dumb down and exterminate us. But think about it. We are more surveilled, and the systems are being put into place and being activated to make us not just more surveilled than 1984, we've just crossed that meridian in the last few years, but to be hundreds of times more surveilled. The passive cameras that are in the bathroom, it's all part of the Big Brother's humiliation, all part of that, you know, that feeling of no privacy in the bathrooms, didn't shout orders at you and track your psychological mannerisms and facial expressions. A human had to do that in 1984, and that made it tough because you never knew when they were watching. Well, in this system, they're always watching because the computers are doing it. And then it's all just put into the aggregate, into your file, into different bars and charts and graphs for your exact type and how to deal with you and how to counter you and how to sell you, and how to torture you. When you're strapped down many years from now being tortured by the local technician, but it'll all be humane because the computer will be telling them what to do and what procedures to take. They'll have every purchasing choice you made, every website you visited, all of it integrated into your exact psychological type and exactly what your room 101 is. What will break you? And many of you that have served this system will wonder why you're being tortured, and you're going to find out it's because they decided in your psychological profile that you were just happy and creative. And even though at one level of your psyche you submitted to them, at another level you were rebelling subconsciously against them, and they didn't like it. And you'll squeal and beg and plead and apologize as they're torturing you. Of course, at the end of the day, they will scientifically analyze themselves and already have and say, well, we built this scientific grid to please ourselves. We really just like to torture you. We're the priest of power, and we've built a paranoid, backstabbing, torturing system so that we could basically have a system that could never be overthrown, so we could go to extremes of evil that had never been seen before. Because we are pioneers of evil. We are trailblazers in stomping on the human soul, on taking everything innocent and tearing it limb from limb, because to us, that is beautiful. That's what they'll say to you. And I've studied, you know, you learn a lot about the elite, about their art, through their art. Many years ago, I was doing a search on Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I was making martial law back in 2004, 2005. And I spent days just searching, deep searches on Schwarzenegger. And in non-filtered search engines. And I found more and more of his art. And then once I found out about his art taste, I was able to search under Schwarzenegger's taste in art. And, of course, I found that British lords, it's their favorite, and many of our politicians, and they have private art displays in their homes, wings of their homes, because the general public can't see this. And it's all Hellraiser stuff. But it's real. It's x-rays of dead babies. It's up-close photos of dead children. It's little girls, soft porn of 8-year-old girls in Nazi uniforms with their legs spread. You can find pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger flying to Germany just to see these art displays. Can you imagine getting on an airplane and flying on his own personal Gulfstream jet from California? What is that, like 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 miles, just to look at pictures of 10-year-olds with maggots on their face. To them, children being torn limb from limb is beautiful, their guts flopping out and splattering all over the ground. To me, it's absolute horror. And I feel the dark force growing. I feel it surging. I see it manifesting. And every fiber of me wants to resist it, wants to engage it, wants to tear it down and break it, because it's a danger to innocence. I love purity and honor and truth. I love beauty. I love innocence. I love to see innocence flourish. I love fields of flowers and all their little delicate designs and even the blemishes on the flowers as they near their end is even more beautiful than the clover. The globalists like to see that burned with fire. And they come for you. They've already taken your psyches, your souls, your minds. Many of you where you can't even understand me now. They are waging war on you. First, they train you to be cynical. And they train you to not care about your neighbors. Because once they've done that, your neighbors aren't going to care about you either. And now you can be easily targeted. Now the wolves have isolated you. And they take our young men and they make them falsely imprint. All young men want to be warriors, want to defend the tribe. They take that and they show them images of evil. They take them and they show them suits of evil. They take them and they show them models of evil, idols of evil, systems of evil. They tell them that is manly, that is strong. And they imprint on that evil. And their journey towards the dark side is complete. All right, I'll stop ranting, and I'll get into the financial news and a lot more on the other side.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Things going on in the world.
Babies dying, mothers crying.
How much oil is one human life worth?
What happened to peace on earth?
We believe everything that they tell us. They're gonna kill us. We better kill them first. But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill.
How much is that soldier's life worth?
What happened to peace on earth?
5+ years into a war that will go on for 50 plus years, according to official Pentagon plans. They were never coming back. They were never leaving. Yeah, they won't lie to me. Not on my own damn TV. See, they have the public version of things, the public simulation of news and true information. And then they have the reality. And they don't hide that because policymakers and the rest of them have to go off of it. And it's all right there in front of everybody. In fact, I wanted to play this clip, and I forgot to ask you, John, do you have the NBC little clip where he's talking about John McCain not knowing the difference between Shiite and Sunnis, John? Yeah, let's go ahead and roll that first before I get into the war news, because people wonder why I made such a big deal about this. The general public, including John McCain, doesn't even know who the supposed enemy is. And this reporter makes a good point when he's on there on the morning show Sunday, discussing the fact that John McCain really does know that Iran is an al-Qaeda. Because on the talk radio circuit and domestically in the U.S., every day the news is saying Iran is al-Qaeda and that Iran is training al-Qaeda. And Bush has said that. So let's go ahead and roll it.
John McCain has been traveling in Europe and in the Middle East, had some problems. He was in Jordan. He talked about al-Qaeda being trained by the Iranians, and then Lindsey Graham, who he was with, and then Joe Lieberman both tried to say to him, al-Qaeda is Sunni, not trained by the Shiite Iranian government. Does that kind of stumble hurt a McCain candidacy?
Well, what's odd about the stumble is that is it a stumble or was it that this talking point that he'd been that he'd been using for actually a couple weeks or over a week, where he was talking about sort of almost blurring that the enemy of Al Qaeda and the enemy of the Shia trained Iranians and sort of blurring them as one enemy. And the question is that he truncated it to the point where he ended up misspeaking. The problem, of course, McCain has is that he can't, you know, he doesn't want to make it so that he forgot it for a minute. You know, he's, because of the age issue, he can't ever look like he's having a senior moment. So instead.
And that's right. That's NBC's political director, Chuck Todd, with Tim Russert. But it's 1,000 times worse than this. Literally. When I say 1,000 times, it's even worse than that. It isn't just that the media and the Pentagon lies and keeps saying. I mean, you ought to hear Armed Forces Radio. I tune into it sometimes on the internet. Or you ought to hear these kind of neocon talk networks they've got, like USA and the rest of them. I mean, they will constantly say, Iran's backing al-Qaeda attacks on our troops. And I hear it on talk radio every day. We got to nuke Iran. They attacked us on 9/11. They're with al-Qaeda. Because an average American doesn't even know what a Muslim is. They can't find Iraq much. And I keep making this point because it's true. The average American can't find the U.S. on a map, folks. So that's who McCain's talking to. That's who Rush Limbaugh's talking to. It's just like the Washington Post and scores of other publications came out last week and said victory for the Second Amendment. Supreme Court, during the oral arguments, sounded like they're going to rule in a few months for the Second Amendment. You actually read what the Supreme Court said. You read the White House brief. You read the supposed pro-gun brief. And they're all anti-gun and said they can ban whatever guns they want. But, I mean, how are you going to get people that are mesmerized, literally, keep using that term, because they are brainwashed by the television? I don't mean figuratively. The flicker rate is MIT designed to put you into a dream state. You are in a dream state when you're watching television for more than about 10 minutes. I'll finish up when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. Survivemartiallaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
We're back live, my friends.
Well, you may throw
Scott,
your
Scott, Carl,
hide your hand.
Mark, Jared, Bill. We'll get to you here in just a moment. Running through some of the news and just finishing up this McCain situation. every time they internationally, when Mohammad Karzai, the appointed dictator of the drug production facility known as Afghanistan, drugs went up twofold, fourfold, eightfold, tenfold, record, opium, marijuana, all of it just all pouring in right now out of Afghanistan, flooding the streets. U.S. troops publicly come back and say, yeah, we just guard poppy fields all day. Then they go out and destroy the few rival groups that aren't paying their cut or supplying it onto our government C-130s for export to Europe and the United States to you and your family's veins. But Mohammad Karzai was, well, the first time it happened a few years ago, he was at a big Middle East summit, and a bunch of White House officials kept talking about how Iran is backing Al-Qaeda, Iran is running the insurgency against you, and Karzai knew how insane this looked on Middle East television, and he said to the envoys, no, no, that's not true. Iran actually fights against Al-Qaeda. It's a different group. They're Shiites. They've actually been helping us to go after Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. And then he was at the White House at a press conference, and Bush said, well, Mohammad Karzai has been doing a great job, but we played the clip. We ought to dig it out. Fighting Al-Qaeda and fighting Iran. Iran keeps backing Al-Qaeda. And Karzai just publicly said, Mr. President, you mean the Sunnis. You mean Saudi Arabia. And Bush said, no, you are, this is a quote, no, you are wrong. They are Al-Qaeda. This has been a big issue. Everybody knows this. The only time it becomes a news issue is if they say it in an international forum. You see, that's domestic propaganda for the dumbest, most gullible, stupid, spoiled, rotten people on earth. And I mean that on average, not all of us, here in the good old USA. By the way, don't be insulted if you're a good old boy or a know-it-all liberal or conservative driving along and you hear that and you don't like this guy saying we're dumb. Look, the test scores show it. We're the dumbest people on earth. And it's not just education. We've been fed the largest continuous diet for three generations now of sodium fluoride. Alone, and IQ-reducing vaccines filled with mercury, which is a chemical lobotomy by design. Got all the government studies on that. They don't advertise them. And so we really are stupid, too. I mean, it was all done by design. We have been attacked. I mean, I'm sorry that's hard for you to believe, but you need to wake up to that. We had 1 in 33 having cancer 60 years ago, and now it's 1 in 3. And the National Institutes of Health and the rest of them are saying we're about to be 1 in 2. I mean, getting cancer is like getting a cold now. Getting diabetes is like getting a cold. Eugenics. You better learn what it is. That's your life. Everything you live, everything you do, everything the corporate Fortune 100 and their directed Fortune 500 do is about carrying out their great work. Do you read me? Do you understand? And so this is a big deal. The fact that Americans, still about 35% in polls, believe Iraq attacked us on Iran. Remember Bush on purpose would be talking about bin Laden. He'd say Saddam Hussein, and then he'd act like it was an accident. That's all done on purpose. They treat you like total idiots. But they know that you're starting to get out of line. That's why they have the microwave guns ready for you. That's why they've got the riot police. That's why they're doubling and tripling the size of the SWAT teams. Because they know we're shifting into being a huge third world country. And third world countries that have always been in squalor aren't too upset about it. But you're going to remember how people used to live. That's why they don't like to show you the old TV shows. Well, it'll even be more so in the future. In other news, U.S. deploys nuclear sub to Persian Gulf as American nuclear submarine has crossed the Suez Canal to join U.S. fleet stationed in the Persian Gulf, Egyptian sources say. Press TV reports. Egyptian officials reported that the nuclear submarine crossed the canal along the destroyer with the destroyer on Friday, and Egyptian forces were put on high alert when the Navy convoy was passing through the canal. An American destroyer recently left the Persian Gulf, heading towards the Mediterranean Sea. Earlier Thursday, a U.S. Navy rescue ship crossed the canal to enter into the Red Sea. The deployment comes as recent reports allege that U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney is seeking to rally the support for Middle Eastern states for launching an attack on Iran. They're doing it now. Now, remember, they got two aircraft carriers pre-positioned, had a third steaming in as 9/11 happened into the Persian Gulf. They massed more than 40,000 U.S. troops, close to 20,000 British troops, in four nations surrounding Afghanistan. It was a six-month buildup. And they went around in the week before getting approval to launch an attack on Afghanistan. By approval, consulting. At least saying, hey, we're going to do this, heads up. And they're doing that again. Now, with the economy plunging like it is and nearing the election and a lot of other factors that enter in on this and total confidence in the government collapsing as the people wake up to who they're dealing with, if they're at least seeing the surface, which is horrifying alone. If they knew the depths of these people, no one would be sleeping at night. You'd be ripping your hair out on your knees asking God to forgive you if you had any idea who these people are and what their main goal is. I mean, I know you have an idea, but I mean, if you really consciously let it sink in. See, this isn't hyperbole. It isn't exaggeration. This is real. These are the folks that brought you Mao, Hitler, and Stalin. They are now among us. They have now built their system. But they're in a lot of political trouble, and they are strongly considering, as White House memos have been showing, how great it would be if bin Laden would just attack us again, how that would put everything back on track. I mean, those are public memos. Wink, wink. They don't even veil it. Gary Hart writes letters to Ahmadinejad saying our government stages terror attacks. Don't think because 80% of the public in polls don't want to attack you that we won't manufacture a provocation. I mean, 8 months ago, he wrote a public... See, because they know the dumbed-down public doesn't read letters. So they can... They may start publicly announcing they did 9/11. And I say that halfway sarcastically, but it may come to that. But just put it in writing knowing the public doesn't read. I mean, Hart basically did that. And he was on the CFR board setting up Homeland Security years before it was put into public activation. All right, I said I'd go to calls. We'll go to them. It's just, if there's a staged attack in the next few months, I just want the listeners to go, wait a minute. They massed all the fleets. Cheney ran around getting authorization from the Arabs to attack. They made all these preparations. How do they always make preparations right before the terrorists attack us? I mean, can cops out drive along in your squad car? Can you maybe put 2 + 2 together? I mean, come on. It's your future. It's your children's future. I'm sorry psychopathic killers run our government. The president's grandfather was the top Nazi agent in the U.S. I know you were taught Nazis are cool and their uniforms look cool and, you know, they're always kind of glorified in the movies as really tough guys, but this is serious stuff. You know, piles of dead bodies to the sky isn't cool. Unless you're a maggot or a buzzard. And the people running our society really are birds of carrion. They're wreckers. They destroy societies. They implode civilizations. They bring in crises and always offer the next solution. U.S. deploys nuclear sub to Persian Gulf. Overall, U.S. death toll hits 4,000. Associated Press, I quit researching it 2.5-3 years ago. It was 15,000 plus U.S. troops had died, and that's an official number, but they don't count unless you die in country. If you're being medevaced out to Germany or England or the U.S., you don't count if you die a month later in the U.S. or in Germany you know, they fly out, you're in a coma, your head blown in, shrapnel in your brain. You die of infections a month later. That doesn't count. Just like every other major federal number's cooked. It was 15,000 a couple years ago. I don't know what it is now. We need to go research that. There have been some reports on it. But another lie. Just, I mean, it was 3,000 like 2 years ago. You think it's been another 1,000? The overall U.S. death toll in Iraq rose 4,000 after four soldiers were killed in a roadside bombing in Baghdad, a grim milestone that is likely to fuel calls for withdrawal of American forces as war enters its sixth year. Al-Qaeda deputy calls for strikes on U.S. interest, agency French press says. Bloomberg, Al-Qaeda deputy commander Ayman al-Zawahiri today called, by the way, he's been killed more than 10 times. Again, they practice that. That's done on purpose where they keep announcing he's killed and then they keep re-announcing. That's to set the precedent. See, McCain's setting a precedent of saying Iran's al-Qaeda. See, it's about just setting a precedent where they just lie all the time and we just kind of go, those of us in the know go, well, that's what they do, and then it loses its effect. See, they're setting precedents here. So a guy they've killed more than 10 times against U.S. and Jewish threats in an audio address released on the Internet, and then it admits that no one knows later if it's even him, but the headline says it's al-Qaeda. And on the financial front, gas prices skyrocket to all-time high. Look at this. Home sales rose. Prices fell in February. And it says home prices continued to plunge, but sales went up. But if you read the numbers, it's $100,000, $200,000 houses as people leave million and $2 million and $600,000 houses and go into the lower price bargains. After falling for six straight months, sales of existing homes posted an unexpected increase in February, which may have reflected more aggressive price cutting by sellers in some parts of the country. A real estate trade group reported, the National Association of Realtors, said the sales of existing homes rose 2.9% in February to a seasonal adjustable annual rate of 5.0 million units. It was the biggest increase in a year and caught economists by surprise. They had been expecting a small decline. But it goes on to talk about huge price fall. Clinton calls for panel on housing woes. She wants former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin and former Fed Chief Greenspan to, quote, fix it, to give us recommendations. As I said, when they implode all this, they will then pose as the saviors when they engineered it all. Okay, let's go to calls. Scott in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. My question is on Comcast. I was listening to your program last week, and you were saying where you got that information from. I'd like to read about it. Where did you hear about the Comcast information?
It's in my stack. I'll have to dig that out for you. It was the TV news source that reports on industry, inside industry activities. If you want the government site and university site about the illegal DNA database at birth of your children going to Homeland Security, I happen to have that on the top of my stack. That's the NNSGRC, the National Newborn Screening and Genetic Resource Center. If you give me a moment, I can probably find that other story. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so I got the NSGRC, and I'll wait for the other one. But
here it is. I've got it. It's newtv.com.
Newtv.com?
Yes.
Okay. Great. I like to read about that.
A headline, Comcast to start watching you. But again, that's already been announced by Yahoo, Google, Microsoft in the last 3 years. It's just that they're now getting an implementation even in cable boxes. And of course, Chicago Tribune on the TiVo, tracking everything you watch. Remember that, Chicago Tribune with Janet Jackson? Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I remember hearing about that back in the day.
I'm just giving you more sources, yeah.
Now, here's another thing I want to talk about. I got that written down. The other thing was they're starting to report a lot of positive news on the economy, and they're starting to say that, you know, like you're saying, that houses and
okay, you're calling me on Skype. I got to let you go. You're calling me on an IP phone. It's not working. Let me try to break down. Yeah, they're hyping that the economy is wonderful. They've been doing that for the last 2 years. We've been in a recession since the late 60s. That is, real standard of living has been going down. Dollar value has been going down. They've just trained us that debt is freedom and brought us into a new economy. Now that bubble is popping, but it's been deepening the last 2 years. So no one was buying their hype about everything was wonderful. So a month ago, they decided to switch gears and say, okay, the economy's bad. And then it did seem to have some effect now in the last week when they started announcing the economy is wonderful. But if you really read the actual breakdown of the, it's just more propaganda. So I'll try to comment on some financial news when we get back. Then we'll talk to Carl, Mark, Jared, Bill, and others. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out. Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We found ourselves seeking shelter against wind.
Look, Dr. Roberts is joining us at the 8 after, so for the next 10 minutes, we'll just take your calls. There's no point in getting into the economy until he joins us. for a full hour. Then we'll go to Tibet to give you a report on the new developments there. And I want to really get into the facts, the evidence of how we're in a worse Big Brother system now than we were in the fictitious world of 1984. Also, from the United States to England, they're going to be taking the children. They've already started this over 6 years ago, but now the obesity rules are you've got to be as skinny as a rail or they will take your children. And they're going to phase that in, setting the precedent with children that look like self-propelled stomachs. And a lot of that's the diet, the food. It's not just the parents. It's the culture. It's what they feed in the, it's what they push in the schools. The government isn't competent at the lowest levels, and it's directed by evil to clean toilets. So, again, you go to Satan to save you from obesity. It's any excuse to get in your life. It's a total control freak nightmare. We're going to be getting into that, too. The government announces, you're overweight, we take your kids. Your kids are overweight, we take them. Carl in Montreal, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I had a couple things I wanted to bring up. There's somebody here that I know who was telling me a story about this woman last week, or was taken to the hospital after having a seizure, and they beat her up and had bruises. He had photos of it, and then they lie and try to say that she's crazy or something, this woman. I don't know if you'd be interested in looking at it.
Well, I mean, I've seen all sorts of videos like that where you call the police and then they come and you go to jail and they chain you down and taser you in the back repeatedly. I mean, there's all sorts of it. It's all, this whole society's just unraveling.
Yeah, I didn't know if you'd be interested because this woman, I mean, they're trying to commit her and say that she's crazy.
Well, that's the new system in the Canada and the U.S. is the fact they have a new designations of mental illness. If you believe there's a new world order, they're saying you're mentally ill and it doesn't exist. Doesn't matter if Gordon Brown and George Bush called for it. It doesn't exist. I appreciate your call. Yeah, send me the info. Mark in Georgia, you're on the air.
Blessings to you. You're ever in our prayers.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, a few things, so I'll try and be concise. I saw Al Jazeera saying that they got a new voice recording from, what's his name, Osama bin Laden. I was like, well, that's interesting. He raised from the grave for this special occasion. And it led me to believe that basically like in 1984, there was many truths, the media cartel, the media in Oceania, and there were other counterparts in the other parts of the world. So what I'm gathering
yeah,
is...
Yeah, no, it's Goldstein. Goldstein
yeah.
is always captured, always killed again, always resurrected
right.
again. If the pipes burst in your building, Goldstein did it. If your daughter
yeah.
gets on drugs, Goldstein did it. And no, I mean that's it. Bin Laden pops up, and with a new tape, and there's no certification, they just say it's real. Stay
yeah.
there. We'll talk about it more. Well, I mean, they say that Iran is running Al-Qaeda. And that's the point I never finished. The thing that's 1,000 times worse than them just saying that is that our criminal government, admittedly, is running Al-Qaeda and is having Al-Qaeda attack Iran coast to coast. Al-Qaeda special ops work for our government. They're inside Iran.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.